Right. Okay, so let's start to settle our mind into meditation. Maybe we can do a few deep breaths just to breathe into the body. Long, slow, deep breathing through the nostrils, just to bring our energy into the body, and it also helps to clear the mind. You can slightly close off the back of the throat and breathe down deep into the diaphragm, into the abdomen. And then exhaling through the nostrils, keeping the jaw soft. Imagine all the positive, the sort of clear breath as we exhale, just flowing through different parts of the body. Like a cool breeze coming in through the window on a hot day. Just relaxing, bringing freshness to all the different parts of the body as we exhale. And then with a slightly shallower breath, moving down through the body, doing the scan from the crown, bringing awareness to the crown. And we start to gently scan through the body with breath and awareness, breathing into specific areas where there's tension, tightness, across the top of the face, down through the jaw. Like we're giving ourselves a massage, the body a massage with breath and awareness. Moving down through the neck and the shoulders. Opening up the shoulders, making sure there's space across the front chest, shoulders down the back. So we want to make sure our spine is straight, so we move down the back, going back up to the crown and down all the way down the back of the neck, releasing any tension in the back of the neck, and down through to the sit bones. Tracing down through the spine and trying to keep some kind of levelly strength, flexibility, straightness through the down the back body, down the spine. Helps keep mind clear. And down through the front body into the abdomen. Just a couple of breaths to relax and open up any tension in the different layers of the abdomen and the stomach area. And a few breaths just down through the hips and the legs. So we connect fully with the whole body, with breath and awareness. And then to further clear the mind, we do some more breathing, bringing the first finger of the left hand, closing off the right nostril, to do the 9-round breathing exercise. So we inhale through the left, exhale through the right, trying to fill up the diaphragm area slowly down into the abdomen. Long, slow, deep breaths. Inhale through the left, exhale through the right 3 times. Then the same on the other side, first finger of the left hand, closing off the right hand, closing the left nostril. Inhale through the right, moving the finger and exhaling through the left 3 times. Keeping the jaw soft, you can slightly close the back of the throat. And then inhaling and exhaling through both nostrils 3 times. In that space, taking a moment to reflect on your motivation. What's your motivation for today? For your life? So as Buddhist practitioners, or just entering into Buddhism, what we learn and try to remind ourselves is that human life is very precious, especially the type of human life that we enjoy in a place like Santa Fe, where we enjoy so many freedoms in the life, compared to so many other people in the world. Especially having freedom for spiritual practice and having access to pure spiritual teachings. Like me, you know, if we check up, like me, our motivation in our life is always to strive to find some kind of happiness, satisfaction. Or for Buddhists, we would say freedom from dukkha, freedom from suffering or dissatisfaction. We want to avoid that, and we want to try to bring about some kind of deeper peace and happiness in our lives. All our actions, if we check up, are ultimately motivated by that inner wish, that wish we all share as human beings. So while we're fortunate to have access to pure spiritual teachings like Buddhism, is because they give us the opportunity to develop the true causes of happiness, this happiness that we're all seeking. That actually we learn, particularly for the Eastern teachings, from the Eastern spiritual traditions, that actually only happiness comes from states of mind, states of consciousness. So in order to find that freedom from the waves, the turbulence, the dissatisfaction in our lives, we need to develop an inner peace. And it only comes through development, understanding the mind and developing the mind in a specific way. So one way is doing this concentration meditation, bringing our mind to a state of peace by placing it on one object, training our mind to be on one object instead of being caught up in the waves of the different sense objects, different objects of the mind, thoughts. So let's place our mind on the object of the breath. This time we're breathing normally. And we're simply being aware of the inhalation and exhalation at the level of the nostrils, at the tip. Try to anchor your awareness at the tip of the nostrils. Or at the level of the abdomen, where the breath also goes in and out, watching the rising and falling of the abdomen. Just want to rest our mind, place our mind with some sort of clarity and attentiveness at one of those places. And we're going to do for the next 5 minutes, using counting, 1 up to 10, to help our mind be on that place. And if you think your mind's strong enough, simply being present with the breath and trying to get engaged also with the sort of sensation, the softness, the clarity of the breath, that can help to keep the awareness on the breath at that place. So we do this for 5 minutes. Just relax a little bit, your mind off the breath, or bring your mind back into the body, a few breaths through the body. So there's different types of meditation in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition: devotional meditation, analytical meditation. And this is called stabilizing or concentration style meditation. And actually this is in many ways the most difficult one. As we can see, it's quite challenging to, because we're so unfamiliar, we're keeping our mind on one object. It's difficult to hold the mind on this more subtle object of the breath. But in order to develop our wisdom, particularly in this tradition, to develop our wisdom, we need to settle this kind of challenging energy in the mind. In order for our mind to be more clear, its natural state is clarity. Having this reflective quality, wisdom has a very reflective quality. When the mind's clear and peaceful, then we're able to see more clearly really how things are, how we exist, how others exist, how phenomena exist. That's what we're striving towards in the Buddhist tradition, to get more insight into reality, to pacify our confusion or the sort of dualistic state that we're usually experiencing in our daily life, separation from ourselves and others. So as a support for that, we need to develop this level of concentration so the mind becomes clear and can reflect, as I say, exactly how things are. Gives us a lot of space and strength to investigate this reality of ourselves and others. So let's do another 5 minutes, bringing again the awareness to the object of the breath. Trying with some determination to think as much as possible. I'm going to place my mind on the breath. And when I stop, and when I get distracted, I'll bring the mind back gently but firmly to the object of the breath, and that's all I'm going to do for the next 5 minutes. So again, we just relax the mind off the breath. Again, just going through the body, checking where there's some tension, where we hold our energy or frustration, perhaps where we're not able to, you know, hold our mind on the breath, there's some level of frustration, tightness developing in the body. So just breathe and relax into that area. So I think most of us who are interested in spirituality, obviously we're here, we're interested in meditation, developing our mind and our heart. And one of the most important foundations of spiritual practice is, as his religion, or as His Holiness always says, his religion is kindness. So that's really the basis of any spiritual practice or religious practice, is developing and opening the heart, softening the heart in more kindness. So where we're challenged by this, generally, if we check up, we might discover that we're challenged by this because we generally have a sense of closeness towards us, towards some people, and a level of distance towards others. And also a level of kind of aversion or difficulty with another type of people in our lives. So how we categorise this in the Buddhist tradition is by friend, we label some friends, those we're close to, some enemy or sort of problem, difficult person. And then the other one is like a stranger. There's a lot of strangers in our life where we don't generally feel anything towards them. There's sort of a dull, distant feeling there. So what the Buddha taught is that all these types of beings, and in reality, their relationship with them is kind of skewed by either attachment to friends that brings a lot of expectation, aversion to people we have a problem with that brings kind of unhappiness, a sense of hardness in the mind. And even the stranger, that dull sense of distant mind, is also a type of what the Buddha called dukkha or suffering. So we do a meditation in the Buddhist tradition on equanimity. And the logic behind developing this mind equanimity, how we think, is just like me, how we try to feel a sense of closeness, a sort of even equal closeness or openness towards others, as we have the thought, just like me, every living being wants to be happy. Every living being wants to generally receive kind thoughts. They don't want to receive harm from me. That's the minimum. Just like me, nobody wants to receive kind physical harm, verbal harm, or even negative thought energy. And since I'm one person and all other beings, you know, are infinite, the number's infinite, 7 billion humans, at least in this world right now, as well as the animals, spirits, you know, infinite beings, I'm just one person. But if I open my mind, every being is the same as me, having these kind of wishes and aspirations not to receive harm, and as much as possible, wishing kindness, some kind of benefit, some kind of deeper a temporary or deeper happiness and satisfaction in the life. So it can be helpful to imagine, this is like a more what we call analytical style meditation. Imagine in the space before you, to overcome this kind of lack of equilibrium in our mind, these kind of uneven states of mind that inevitably cause us pain, are the opposite to open-heartedness, loving-kindness and compassion. It can be helpful to imagine just appearing in the space before us, a friend, someone we label friend at the moment. Of course, that can change quickly in our mind. Someone we call a friend, someone we sort of trust right now. And then someone that we imagine as a difficult person, maybe not completely an enemy, but difficult for the heart to open towards, someone we tend to have more negative thoughts towards. And then we label, visualize a third person, like a stranger, someone maybe we just met recently in our job, in the street, on the bus, whatever, that we don't know. Someone who feels kind of that distant person. And then we do this analysis, thinking just like me, each one of them equally are human beings, seeking happiness, trying to avoid any kind of discomfort, harm. We're all equal in that. No matter what our state of mind, their state of mind, their actions, we all share this common goal. To enhance that thought, equanimity, and also wishing each one of them equally to have happiness and the causes of happiness, what we call the thought of loving kindness. We chant the mantra of loving kindness and compassion, Om Mani Padme Hum. Holding the thought, may I be happy, may each one of them have temporary and everlasting happiness, as they deserve as human beings. And then we chant this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, to enhance and open up that thought more purely in our mind, this mantra of compassion. Visualizing that our cells are filled with that light, with white light of this thought of equanimity, feeding, nurturing this thought of equanimity, and that equally the three beings in the space before us are filled with white, nourishing light of this thought of equanimity and loving kindness. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. Mani be me ho, mani be me ho, o 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 mani be me ho. So now try to wish each one of them again this positive thought. May you have happiness and the causes of happiness, wishing it for ourselves, and that these three people that we've imagined in the space before us. See if we can wish this more from our heart than just our head. And then imagining ourselves and each one of them are filled with this energy of white light that embodies this thought of equanimity, loving kindness, happiness and the causes of happiness. And just rest for a moment where our whole being just being filled with this white positive energy like the moon that is in essence our pure nature. This is me. Let me just imagine our whole being like the moon, this energy of white light being the moon, spreading out to the three people in front of us, and just naturally shining out to all beings, having the energy of bringing peace where there's conflict. courage where there's fear. Happiness where there's sadness. And loving kindness where there's conflict and anger. And we dedicate all the positive energy, we always dedicate in the Buddhist tradition, all the positive energy we've gathered from our meditation so that we may ourselves develop, continually nurture and develop through studies, through meditation, through practice, our potential for loving kindness, and also the deep, clear, peaceful nature of our own mind that also has this wisdom quality. And that all beings may be able to find the ways, the means, to develop these true causes of happiness, loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom in their hearts.